baby. It's been a long time. Where have you been? With your wife? You know what? Don't answer that. You know I hate sharing you. It's selfish of me, maybe, but I don't care. And yeah, I know how lucky I am that you like sharing me. That you like hearing about all the other men I fuck. I want to say that I only do it because you like it, but that would be a lie. I like being a slut. Your slut. I love having men's hands all over me and their cocks inside of me. I get so wet listening to them egg each other on when they use me. Hearing them tell each other to fuck her harder, and that dirty whore loves it. Stretch her out. See if she can take two cocks in her cunt. Oh, they do love trying to wear me out. But you know that that rarely happens, doesn't it? Well, it almost did tonight, I'll admit. That's why I'm calling you, baby. To tell you what an amazing night I had. It started off as it usually does, with me getting ready for a night of fun. Of fucking. God, you know how much I love fucking. I was getting dressed, knowing that my sheer shirt and sheer bra will show off my pierced nipples and have all the men's eyes on my tits. Nowadays, when I go out, I always wear the diamond barbells you gave me, too. It's a reminder of whose slut I am. Yours. Then I slip on a short skirt that barely covers my shaved pussy and my ass. Knowing that I'm not wearing any panties always makes me feel like such a slut. I always get so excited to see that surprised look on the first guy's face to discover that there's nothing between his searching fingers and my bare cunt when he slips his hand up my thigh at the bar. Well, that's the outfit that I had on when the night began, baby. I figured it'd take me less than an hour to have a guy or two fucking me, but I was pleasantly surprised tonight. I stumbled across a wedding party in the hotel bar, and I knew I'd hit the jackpot. There's just something about weddings that makes men feel like they just have to fuck someone. Luckily, I was there to help out. The best man had a penthouse for all the groomsmen, and it was stocked with champagne and coke. I spotted them as soon as I walked into the bar. Or should I say, we spotted each other. There was no way they could resist coming over to me, baby. And how could I refuse when they asked me if I'd be interested in some champagne and a bump back in their suites? We went up to the penthouse, and almost immediately the party got started. When I bent over to do the line they'd laid out, they noticed I had no panties on, and I felt a hand slipping up under my skirt. I smiled as I turned to face him, slipping my skirt up higher so he would have complete access to my slick, wet cunt. You know, the coke always puts me in the mood to fuck, baby. As if I needed any more incentive. Then I leaned down and kissed him, the sweet taste of champagne on his lips, and he He slipped his hand up my thigh, finding my wet cunt and slipping two fingers inside. Fuck. Oh, the way he hissed against my lips when he discovered how tight and wet I was. Oh, that made me wild, babe. And after a few minutes of watching us, one of the other groomsmen came up behind me and started rubbing my ass cheeks and running his finger around my asshole. I think they were waiting to see what I'd do, to see how far I'd let them go with me. Oh, and they knew when I parted my legs to give him better access to my ass that I was gonna be their fuck toy tonight. That's when they grabbed my arms and slipped on the handcuffs. I squealed with delight, slightly trembling with excitement, knowing I was about to be used by these men. They led me over to the window and hung my cuffed hands over the curtain rod, and they stopped the pretense of being gentle, yanking my skirt down while a few others tore my top off to get at my tits. Apparently, these men wanted it rough, which, you know, is fine by me. They brought me another line and held a glass for me to drink. Oh, I was feeling so good, baby. Then one of the men started rubbing oil all over my tits and sliding his fingers in my cunt. First one finger, then two, then four, pumping them roughly into me. Oh, and I heard them talking about what they had in mind for the groom and how they needed to get me warmed up for him. That's when I finally got some cock. I was standing there with my hands cuffed over the window treatment when one came around from the front and lifted my legs and lined his cock up with my pussy and just slid all the way in hard and deep, burying his cock in my cunt, and not even a few seconds later, another pushed his cock in my tight asshole from behind, squeezing my tits in his hands, and they both began fucking my holes wildly. The whores loving this, I heard them tell the others, as they were grunting and slamming their cocks in me, and as soon as they came, two others took their places, using their slick cum as lube to keep fucking my holes. "Damn, she's tight for a whore," they said as I began to cum, squeezing their cocks and moaning. I looked like such a slut coming all over their wet cocks. I lost count of how many men fucked me like this and how many times I came, but eventually, it was time for the groom to take his turn. As soon as I saw his cock, I knew exactly what they meant by warming me up for him. Oh, baby, he was so fucking huge. It's the biggest cock I've ever seen. It was thick and hard and pulsing. It looked like a bull's cock, and for the first time ever, I was actually a little concerned that I couldn't take that monster. But still, it made my cunt wet thinking about it. The groom uncuffed me and took me down and laid me on the bed. All the other men followed, surrounding me, and I took another drink and nodded to them that I was ready. The groomsmen had me spread out. A few held my arms and my legs down so I couldn't move, and then he slid that huge cock into my wet cunt. Oh my God, it was tight, baby. So tight. Oh, I bucked and wriggled at the feel of it stretching my cunt open, but they held me tight and few of them slapped my tits while the others cheered him on. Fill the whore up. Look at her squirm. Oh, the slut loves it. Wreck her cunt. Fuck, she wants it. Oh, the sounds of them made me crazy. And it made the groom wild, too. Damn, he pounded me with that big dick so good. And soon I felt the big man come deep inside me. Oh, fuck. It was so hot. There was so much of it. It was running down my pussy and my ass crack. And when he pulled out, I moaned. And the guys were so shocked that I wanted more of his big cock in my cunt. But they wanted something else. They tossed me onto my stomach like a fuck doll and started rubbing coke on my asshole. Fuck. Oh, that was so damn hot. I wriggled my ass, moaning and begging for that big cock to fuck me again. But they all wanted to turn with my ass first, and they used me, pumping their cocks in my asshole while the groom watched on, stroking his big dick to get it hard again. Over and over they kept a cock up my ass until his cock was full and thick and raging to fuck me again. And finally it was time. Oh my god. Baby, what a fuck it was. First he was slow and gentle as he slid that monster up my ass, and the guys had to hold me down because I was wriggling so much. I could barely breathe. It was so tight and thick. Oh, but he never stopped. He just kept pushing that girth of his deeper and deeper, and oh, it seemed like forever until he was finally balls deep. Oh, and then he began to pump it into me, and he wasn't gentle anymore, babe. He pounded his cock up my ass fast and hard, his balls slapping against my swollen cunt. Oh, and I could hear them cheering him on. Fuck yeah, make her ass gape. Wreck that slut's hole. Oh, and they encouraged me to take his cock up my ass, too. Such a good whore. That's it. Take that big cock. Beg for it, slut. Oh, and I did, baby. I begged for his cum as I came all over his big cock. And some of the men were jacking off, too, and turned me over once my ass was full of his load so that they could shoot their spunk all over my tits and my face. Oh, I was drenched in cum. It was dripping from my holes, and I was finally satisfied. Well, at least in that moment, I was satisfied. Oh, they were good guys, baby. They helped me up, and I stayed, and we did some more lines and finished the bottles of champagne. A couple of groomsmen wanted blowjobs later, so I spent another hour or so on my knees sucking them off. And then we all showered, and I put on one of the bride-to-be's dresses. I'm guessing she's a tiny little thing because it barely fit my curves. It was tight on my tits, and I didn't have any panties, so the dress looked even shorter, and I looked even sluttier than before. The men loved it and couldn't wait to bring me down with them to the party. Oh, it was so much fun, baby. There's more to the story, of course, but you're gonna have to call me and tell me how hard this one made your cock before I'll continue, okay? Oh, I miss you, baby. I wish you were here. One day, soon, it'll be you showing your girl off to the guys and urging me on while I fuck them. Oh, damn. I can't wait for that day. Missing you like crazy, baby.